This is the WMRA Daily Podcast for Monday, October 11th, 2021. I'm Chris Boros. The American Shakespeare Center in Stanton kept going through more than a year of the pandemic, but now the curtain is coming down and it has nothing to do with COVID-19. The theater has canceled its fall season to restructure and retain a dwindling cast and crew, as Virginia Public Radio Sandy Hausman reports.
By observing public health guidelines, the Blackfriars Theater was able to stage All's Well That Ends Well, and management hopes that will be the motto when it resumes live performance. Over the months, cast and crew members had left, some unhappy with the company's creative director. 52 people sent a 15-page letter to the theater's board asking that he be fired. They claimed Ethan McSweeney was abusive, insensitive, manipulative, and racist. He denied doing anything wrong, but resigned, and now Director of Advancement Kelly Burdick Carter says the American Shakespeare Center is rebuilding.
We are operating with about half the staff as we were before the pandemic, and so we have a lot of people who are doing jobs that are new to them or doing much more than has been expected of them before.
When the company returns on December 10th with the Christmas Carol, she says the Shakespeare Center will have a different organizational chart, one that gives performers more creative control.
Actor management isn't a new concept. Certainly, it's how Shakespeare's original troupe operated. There weren't marketers and managers and things like that then. The acting company essentially put on the productions themselves.
The center continues to present recorded productions and to host programs for students online. And thanks to federal aid for theaters, Berta Carter says it's still operating in the black. I'm Sandy Hausman.
The race is tightening up for Governor of Virginia. A new poll released Friday shows former Governor Terry McAuliffe leading Republican Glenn Youngkin just 49-45% among likely voters. McAuliffe's lead has decreased 5 points since the Wasson poll in August. Democrats' small lead in the lieutenant governor and attorney general's races are also shrinking. The survey found a significant portion of independent voters leaning towards Republican candidates. Local governments held all kinds of virtual meetings during the pandemic, but only because of Governor Ralph Northam's declaration of a state of emergency. Now efforts are underway to allow at least some of the meetings to be held virtually, permanently. From Virginia Public Radio, here's Michael Pope.
For many years, local governments in Virginia have been pressing the General Assembly to allow them to have virtual meetings. The answer has always been no, until the pandemic. Now, lawmakers are about to consider an effort to allow your local library board or even your city council to conduct virtual meetings after the pandemic is over. Alexandria Vice Mayor Elizabeth Bennett Parker says public bodies should be able to meet online.
What I'm trying to do is allow the opportunity for either all virtual meetings or hybrid meetings that don't have a physical quorum in the room outside of an emergency.
But Betsy Edwards at the Virginia Press Association says it would be a mistake to get rid of the requirement that most meetings have a physical quorum of members in the room where it happens.
The best way for participation is still in person. I think the public knows who's talking. They know their demeanor. They can ask follow-up questions after the meeting ends. The same thing goes for the press. So I think the old-fashioned way just works better.
The Virginia Freedom of Information Advisory Council is considering a compromise that public bodies, everything from your water board to the Planning Commission, can hold up to 25% of their meetings online. Anything beyond that would require a physical quorum of members. Michael Pope.
The future of the Virginia Redistricting Commission is in serious doubt. On Friday, the commission held a crucial meeting before a constitutional deadline to submit maps to the General Assembly. Three commissioners walked out after Republicans rejected a compromise on how to move forward. From Virginia Public Radio, here's Jod Khalil.
Time and patience has been running out for the commissioners drawing Virginia's political maps.
I feel like we probably need like a countdown clock to midnight on Monday somewhere in the room.
That was Commissioner Sean Kumar. If he and the other 15 commissioners wanted to submit maps to the General Assembly by Sunday, they would have to do something they hadn't done since the beginning of the year, agree on a map. Democrats proposed working from a Democratic draft from the Senate and a Republican House map. Republicans voted it down. During a break, the Republicans scrambled to figure out a response. They met in groups of two in another room to skirt open meeting regulations. Co-chair Greta Harris didn't see the Republicans ever compromising.
If I can't believe that the people that I'm supposed to work with are true and sincere, regrettably, I am done. So thank you very much for the opportunity to serve, but I will remove myself from the commission at this point.
Two commissioners and Harris then walked out. She said she didn't resign, but it meant that the commission didn't have enough people to conduct business, and it's not clear they'll return if any additional meetings are held over the weekend. If the commission fails, the Supreme Court of Virginia will draw Virginia's new political maps. I'm Jad Khalil.
This has been the WMRA Daily Podcast for Monday, October 11th, 2021. Thanks for listening.